Nolte, Joe Biden and Maxine Waters deliberately sought mistrial in Derek Chauvin case. By John Nolte on April 21, 2021. After it became obvious former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin would be convicted of murdering George Floyd, Democrats Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, and his fraudulency Joe Biden timed their respective outbursts hoping there would be a mistrial, which would usher in a new wave of Black Lives Matter riots. Just as the case was about to go to the jury, Waters stood at Ground Zero, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, and said there must be more intense violence, even more intense than the endless riots we saw last year after Floyd's murder, if Chauvin was not convicted of first-degree murder. Chauvin was not even charged with first-degree murder. Then, a few days later, while the jury was deliberating, his fraudulency used the bully pulpit of the presidency to demand a guilty verdict. You don't do this. Unless you desperately want a mistrial and the explosion of violence that goes with it. You do not do this, and both Biden and Waters know that. You see, the worst thing that can happen to the racial arsonists that have captured the Democrat Party is the system working. And Biden, Waters, and the vile corporate media that palace guard both knew that if Chauvin was convicted it would be a shining example of the system actually working. So they attempted to sabotage the system, to rig the trial, to deliberately behave in such an irresponsible and outrageous way a mistrial would be declared. Naturally, a mistrial would prove the system is rigged and justify an unholy wave of left-wing political terrorism across every Democrat-run city in the country. Sadly, this is still not over. Thanks to Biden and Waters, Chauvin's convictions might very well be overturned on appeal and a new trial ordered. If that happens, the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa will burn down blue city after blue city, while monsters like Biden, Waters, and the corporate media demagogue the effect of their own wicked handiwork to death. In my opinion, based on the evidence I saw, and just like the rest of America, the Chauvin jury made the right decision. If there is any system in America that Americans should still have faith in, it is the jury system. Why? Because juries are not made up of experts or bureaucrats or the professional class. No, juries are made up of the best and most incorruptible people in the world. Everyday Americans, who must forever live with what will be one of the most consequential decisions of their lives. And who is out there deliberately seeking to undo the good work of this jury, to throw a wrench in the gears of a system that worked. Democrats, that's who. The only good news in all this is that the only power Democrats and the corporate media have left is to burn down their own deep blue neighborhoods, which makes for pretty good TV out here in rural Mogaland, where the air and water are clean, where people of all races live together in harmony, where we all own guns and there's no gun violence crisis or racial tensions. If there's a long, hot summer in America, it will only be in those Democrat-run cities getting exactly what they voted for. Me? I'll be on my porch sipping a cold one. It's gonna be a great summer out here in rural America. It always is.